Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Valor Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VO and on the OTC markets under the symbol KVLQF. We are chatting with the chairman and CEO, Jim Paterson. Now, Jim, I want to focus a lot on the drill program that is starting up very shortly at this Pedra Blanca project in Brazil. A total of 8,000 meters is planned. This is split up 2,000 meters for RC drilling, 6,000 meters for core drilling. Jim, start us off with a quick update on the overall goals around this drill program at Pedra Blanca, please.
Yeah, 100%. Thanks, Corey. So we just closed the financing within the last month or so. We're ready to rumble now. We've got core rig showing up in the next 2-3 weeks. The RC rig arrived on site about a week and a half ago. So drilling has commenced, with the focus this year for the core rig being resource expansion at two zones specifically, the Trapia, which we drilled a lot at last year, and Santo Mauro, almost 30 kilometers to the north of Trapia, so sort of each end of the project. And both of those zones, we think, have a lot of resource expansion potential. That's where the core rig will be focusing on, trying to pull the mineralization out from the existing resource envelope.
Okay. And just to clarify too, that's focused on expanding, right? This isn't going to be any infill holes. This is simply going around the resource, trying to grow it.
Correct. Well, that's a good segue actually, because so you are totally correct. It'll be resource expansion at those two zones. We think there's a lot of upside, but on the infill drilling, we will be doing some of that at two of the zones, Asparo and Curiu, which are near surface, really shallow and fairly high grade resources that we don't think have a lot of expansion potential, but we want to delineate a little bit better. That will help us get a better understanding as we move towards development.
Now, just remind everybody the resource that the company or that this project has broadly.
Yeah, it's a conservative one. It's a 43-101 resource at a little over 1 million ounces in 5 zones. Across the project, and the average grade's about 1.22 grams per ton.
Okay. Now, in terms of what work you have done here to build out some of these targets too, because the RC program, that's also focused on some property-wide targets, 6 in total of undrilled areas. I understand you guys have been running an auger drill program to further isolate some of these targets. How's that RC program playing into this exploration program?
I'm really excited this year. We've got about 5 or 6 different moving parts that are going to coalesce and hopefully help us with discovery. And, you know, we've got the normal standard soil sampling, rock sampling, mapping. This Trato auger that you mentioned, it's just a mobile rig, a mobile auger that's like a little lawnmower engine in it. And it can get down to about 30 meters, but really optimally what we're doing is between 3 and 10 meters depth. And what that does is that sets the stage where we've got a whole bunch of information in the database that has arrived at some excellent targets for us. The Trato can roll in there really quickly and we can see if it's mineralized at surface. And if it is, that RC rig can roll in afterwards, and the depth potential or capacity on that is about 100 meters. So again, it's all still shallow stuff. But the Trato really kind of reduces a ton of risk before we drill the RC holes. And then if they're positive, the core rig can come in after and work to convert some of these discoveries, hopefully, or targets that have had 1 or 2 drill holes into them. We can start to work to convert those into resources.
So one thing that should be noted about this drill program, and it is highlighted on that April 12th news release, which I will post a link to, is that the 8,000 meters, it's all shallow drilling. You're getting over 75 holes in this program. Explain a little bit further why there is such a focus on simply shallow drilling and making discoveries close to surface.
Well, that was what really struck me when we were doing our due diligence. We were walking on the resources, we were walking on the mineralization when the road cuts exposed mineralization at surface. And, you know, when you're looking forward to potential mining scenarios, you want your mineralization as close to the surface as possible so you don't have to move a bunch of waste rock to get at it in the future. You know, you don't get paid to move waste. So we're looking at these targets. We're blessed at this project with a huge amount of the property has not been tested. We're finding mineralization outside of the known resources at a pretty high rate. And we're trying to use sort of all these tools in our toolkit to convert these concepts or soil samples at surface that run into resources using soil sampling, Trato, RC, and core rig. But shallow and high grade is definitely the holy grail.
Absolutely. So the program then this year really is exploration focused, but you do have that core rig also looking at expanding on the known resource. Do you think by the end of this program, maybe by the end of the year, you guys will be updating that resource?
I think that we will be. I mean, I think the different zones that we have there are, some of them are better defined than others. And the worst thing you want to do is you don't want to, if you think an area has a whole bunch of exploration potential and you've got sort of sparse drilling in some areas, you don't want to go in another area and define a resource and kind of cut off that upside. So I think, you know, in certain zones we'll be drilling and we may not be able to cap a resource around certain zones if we're having real success stepping out and showing growth. But to answer your question, completely within the realm of possibility, and actually part of our plan is to update the resources by the end of this year.
Okay. So with the drilling starting up in the very near term, what's the environment like in Brazil for the assay labs? How quickly do you think that you can turn around some of those drill cores from the lab?
It was really fast for us in 2020. I don't know. I mean, we'll see what 2021 brings, but we were really surprised positively by, you know, once we get everything packed up and sent off, we were getting results back within 4 to 6 weeks, 6 weeks at the total outside. And since we've got so many samples going to the lab, you know, there's constant news flow.
Now, when it comes to cash in the bank and the budget for this 8,000 meters, where does the company stand?
Around 5 million Canadian in the treasury, and the budget is set around 2 million Canadian. So we've got ample resources. We're fully funded for this program, which has commenced.
Do you envision potentially increasing this program? Obviously based on results, but with that excess capital in the bank, is there a chance here that 8,000 meters is really just a starting point?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I mean, with two rigs too, we can bang those meters off fairly quickly. And, you know, the RC rig is moving really fast. So I think first and foremost, if we're having success with the RC rig, that would be the first one that we would consider expanding. And then the core rigs, obviously, if they're having success, we want to continue that as well. So this is just kind of like, in quotation marks, the first phase or phase one for 2021.
So you've also mentioned that the company does have its eye into moving towards a development stage company, de-risking this asset and making sure that the rocks actually work to be brought into a mining scenario. What's some of that work that's also ongoing besides the drill programs?
We're doing a lot. We're working with labs and experts around the world to characterize the ore, work different ways to sort the ore so that we can sort waste and or sort high grade. So we've got tests ongoing there. We'll have results soon. We've worked with different service providers, one in particular, to see if we can maximize liberation of the ore from the rock. So these are all kind of development and metallurgical techniques that we're working on. So I think within the next 2 to 3 months, we'll come back and say, here's an update on all the stuff that we've been doing that's related to development and de-risking and metallurgy. And I'm feeling very positive on it. I think we're getting ahead of the curve, like we're really kind of attacking it and leading from the front here. But I think that's the type of thing you need to do when you're trying to appeal to institutional investors and potential corporates down the road. They'll want to know you've done that work up front.
All right, just wrap us up here, Jim, then, with just a summary of the upcoming news and catalysts that investors can watch for.
Constant news from the field, Trato results, RC results, core results, and hopefully some zingers from the assay labs.
Really just letting the drill core speak for the project, right? But you do have a fully funded program. And again, I will post that link to that to that news release where everyone can see just the allocation of the drill holes in the different targets when it comes to RC and the core holes. Jim, I appreciate the update. Keep us up to date as some of these drill results start coming out. And if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Jim, thanks for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey.